We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph at the end of the line. Omer le'atignes the Rebbe, Guf u'neshama yechoyl lifter atzman min adin. La'ach amei v'esrim, the Guf and the Neshama could say, we're potter. Ketzad, Guf amar neshama chatas. You know who did the Averis? The Neshama. What's the Raya? Because since the Neshama left, I did not do not one Avera. I'm sitting here in the kever, sleeping peacefully, I'm not doing any averus. The minute I left the guf, I'm here in Gan Eden or in Shemayim, I'm not doing any averus. So what do you want? How can you dan a person to one way out the other one? You can't dan them. So Rebbe answered, he had a beautiful orchard. He had a certain type of ta'anim, certain type of fig. Habakura is a great, beautiful ta'anim. And he put two watchmen. They weren't like very, they were like, you know, certain security guards that you find. That one was Echaz a chiger, one couldn't walk, Echatsuma, one blind. That was these are two watchmen. Omaloi, chiger lesuma. So the chiger told the suma, but Korois noise and he raya pardis. You know, I see some beautiful ta'anim, and I can't get there because I can't walk. And you can't see it, but I'm telling you what I see there. Let's go get some. Ba vekevuni, go, I'll ride on your shoulders. V'neviim, lachlam, I'll bring it to eat. Rachav chiger gav suma v'neviim, lachlam. And that kachava, the chiger sat on top of the suma, and he told the suma exactly where to walk, and they got the bakuras. The Yamim, Bob Abhardes, came back and to check how his orchard's doing. Amal Kuros Noyes Echadoya, we had a special tainim that I was planning on serving today. Amaloi, Chigar, Klum Yeshdi Ragla, Lagayim Lahalich Mem. What do you mean? I have no idea. I couldn't take it. I can't walk. Amal Suma, Klum Yeshdi Anayim Liris. I can't see. Like, what do you want from me? Maoso, Hirka Chigar Gabe Suma. So he placed the Chigar on top of the Suma. But Donos of Gachem brought them to Bezin together as one. Avakarish Baruch Hu, maybe neshama v'zark of a guf. In order to dan the person, he takes the neshama and puts it into the guf. V'donoisam ke'echad. And this is a remez also to tchias hamesim. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, Yikra el hashamayim me'al v'la'aretz lodon ledin amoy. It says Yikra el shamayim me'al v'la'aretz ledin amoy. So it means Yikra el shamayim me'al zeh neshama v'la'aretz ledin amoy zeh aguf. One is the neshama, one's the guf. Puts them together, and that's how he's down both of them. Omalei Antignus the Rebbe. Prima chama yitza b'mizroch b'shekaas b'mayrev. Why does the sun come up? Another question Antignus asked the Rebbe. Antignus was a Roman emperor, and he asked the Rebbe another question. Prima chama yitza b'mizroch. Why does the sun come up in the east v'shekaas b'mayrev, and why does it set in the west? Omalei, and if it came up in the west and set in the east, it would be more geshmak? What's the question? Omalei, you have an ipchanami, hachi avar mali. You tell me the same thing if it was the opposite, right? Omalei, hachi kemi alok. This is my question. Why does it go and set in the mayrev? Usually what it should happen is, it should come up in the east and set in the east. That's usually no way it comes back where it comes from. Omalei, kidei. I'm saying the reason it is that way is because the way the world is shaped, it's a circle. It comes around. That's why it looks like that. But and it only goes on half the kippah. But lemaisa, the question was a piece side. What's pshansha thing? Why does it go back to where it came from? So omalei kidei liten shalom lekainim. Because it comes to the west, Hashem is considered in the ma'ariv, and when it comes to the west, it bows down to the west. So it goes. It sets in the west. It's more of a kavadik to bow a little bit before you get there. So it should have been in the middle of the sky, like in the middle of the day, it should have set right there. It should right there, be set right there, and give shalom right there. So tomorrow it couldn't be like that. You can't do that. Why? Because if in the middle of the midday, all of a sudden, it got dark, like surprisingly, and immediately. So then, people who were on the way didn't have time to get to a place to stay, and the pilot wouldn't have time to get back home. But now that it gets dark gradually, because it sets in the west, and it goes lower and lower until it sets in the west, it gives time for people to get home. When does a person get an neshama? M'shas pekido, when he's conceived, or m'shas yitzira, or when the body starts forming in the mother's stomach. Amalei m'shas yitzira. That's what Rebbe first answered. M'shas yitzira, not when m'shas pekido. Amalei, if that's the case, Tigna said, how would the basar then not get masrachas, get decomposed? Even I guess even the mother's stomach gets decomposed if it doesn't have any ruach to it. Ella must be mashas pekida. From when it's conceived already, you have the neshama. And pekida means, Rashi says, what's going to be with this tipa, tzadik arasha? That's when you get a neshama. Omer Rabbi Dovah Zelimadni Atignus. The Ma'ase, this fact that neshama comes b'shas pekida Atignus taught to me. But Mikro Misaya, I have a right from a pasuk. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Uf kudoscha shomra ruchi." From pekida already is the ruchi is the neshama. But Atignus the Rabbi Misaya Yitzhar Shorot Vadom. M'shas Yitziro and M'shas Yitzia. When does Yitzhar come to a person? From Yitziro, from when he's created in the mother's stomach. Or M'shas Yitziro, when it comes out. Amalei M'shas Yitziro. From when it only. Amalei, so Rabbi said, M'shas Yitziro. Already in the mother's womb, already, the person has the Yitzhar. Amalei M'kain. Bait Me'im V'yitz. If he has the Yitzhar, he would try to get out from his mother. Ella must be M'shas Yitziro. Only when it comes out. When it comes into life, into this world, is to get the Yetzirah. I'm a Rebbe. Dovah ze lemani atignus. A mikrom esiyayoy. And the Pasuk is the Raya. Shnema lepesach chatos roivet. And it says, lepesach roivet, that when it comes out, that's where the Yetzirah comes. So I see that Moshe is bothered by. Yeah, but an obvious question. You find a few times in the Torah where there was a Yetzirah, even before they were born. In the mother's womb, you find there was a Yetzirah. You find, first of all, by Yaakov and Esav, you find that that's how it was. That's one of the cases. It says, "Veisroitzu abanim bekirba sheshaveres apesach veyischav." My Esav mefaches latzes. Obviously, there was a shtickel a yetzahara. That's kasha on one. That isn't the answer. The other kasha is that the Gemara in Yuma, famous Gemara, it says that someone was fasting in Mubaris and she was starving. She had to eat, so they whispered into her ear that it's kippur today. One Mubaris was fine. The other one was not fine. And we said that child was a Rasha. So he already has Yetzirah. So that he answers, it could be that came from the mother. That was from that was really from the mother's Yetzirah. But on this time, if George Bonham Kirba, he doesn't have Pshat, what's the Lachari? Black Shver, Lachari, it stands like the Yitzhak of Yetzirah at that time. I think there's an Aruch Haner that in Mesechus Nida has some kind of Tarets that there is maybe a little bit of an Atiyah that we answer that Kasha. Okay. Zogt Gemara Vayt. Shlok is Rami. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk. Bam, this is talking about Osed Lavai. When Tchias Mesim happens, so it says, Bam Iver Upiseach Hara V'yeledes Yachtov Kal Goyim Yeshuvahina. Everyone's going to come back. The blind one, the one who limps, the pregnant, the babies, everyone's going to come together. So it sounds like that the Mumin will still be there on the people who have defects, birth defects, or anything like that, even after Chizmet, then you're born with those defects. But Chziv, another part says about after Chizmet, after Mashiach comes, after Olam Haba, it says, Oz Yidale Kayol Piseach, that the Piseach can start dancing like Ayol, but Torah and Lashon Ilema, and the one who can't talk will start talking. Kinifku Midwa Mayim, the deserts will be full of water, and the Cholam Barava. So you see that you won't be a Baal Mum. So what's going on? Okay, the way Hashem is going to make it is that they're going to have tchias amazing with their mum, and then immediately get misrapa, get healed. And what's the reason for that? The reason is that to recognize the nes. You see, the person is born. Oh, I remember that person. He had a terrible defect. And then 2 minutes later, it comes and misrapim. That's part of the nes of tchias amazing in Olam Haba. And we'll see soon, like in 10 more lines, another riot that is Yisoyed, that Oim de Mumam u Misrapim, that the Tchias Mesim happens by Mumam and Misrapim. What's the sentiment of Shah a little bit? You have to recognize who the person was. If they would get up as a brand new person, then you wouldn't recognize who it is. Therefore, they get up and you recognize who it is, and then there's a nes of Misrapim. Ula Rami, Ksiv Bilam Ofis, and Ezach, Mocha Hashem, Elikim, Dimam, Al-Kaponim, says in the Pasuk, that loss of lavoi. There won't be any death anymore. That Bilam Mavas and Ezra won't be death anymore. But Chassidus says another pasuk that the pasuk says to read this pasuk in Tzarkos. It's not exactly how it's written over here. That lo yeh misham oid ul yamim. There won't be any more young people dying. A young person dying meant 100 years old. And if he's a chayit, he'll die in 100 years. So it means people are going to live a long time, of course, and it'll be called a young, like today, a young man dying is 30, 40, and then it'll be 100. But it still sounds like there'll be people dying, so it's a stira. Is it Bilam Avas and Ezek Anat? Loikasha can be Yisrael, can be Oiv Dekachavim. That the Jews are going to live forever, but the Goyim are going to die, they'll be Riches Yom, but they'll die after 100 years. Freit the Gemara, V'chavim Yibayos, and what are V'chavim doing in Lelam Abba? So, V'chavim Ha'achsibu, V'imdu Zorim, the people, the Goyim, V'ro'u Tzoynachem, it's the strangers, V'ro'u Tzoynachem, V'nei Nechar, Ikarechem, V'charmechem. They're going to be your farmers. Who do you think they're going to be a farmer? When you're learning Torah the whole day, and finishing Gan Shas, and so on and so forth, who's going to take care of the Parnasa? It's going to be the Goyim. They're going to be the people taking care of it, and they're going to die after 100 years. Rav Chista Rami, Ksiv, it says, the Asad Lavoi, that the Chafra Halavano Uvusha Hachama Kimolach Hashem Tzivaka is Paratzir Mishlam Negas Kin of Kavai. It says that compared to the light of the Asad Lavoi, the Levana and the Chama are going to be embarrassed. They're going to be like, they're not going to look like shining. The Chsiv, but another pasuk says that Fakar, the Levana is going to get stronger and the Chama is going to get stronger. Vayor Levana kar Chama. The moon will be like the strength of the sun. It's going to be seven times like our sun, like the sun of the 7 days. So it's stira. Is the sun going to be stronger or not? Is the moon going to be stronger or not? Like Hasha, Kalam Mashiach, Kalam Abba. Tarot number one is that there's two levels. There's Moshe Mashiach, and then the Ar Levana is going to get stronger, and the Ar Chama is going to get stronger. And La Asa Lavei by Elam Abba, then. Because of the shine of the tzaddikim, you won't be able to see the sun. Then the sun will be considered chaos, not considered shining. So there's two levels. But the problem is, Shmuel Damar ain't ben elmazel Mashiach el shimah malchus v'dad. According to Shmuel, Mashiach, the only thing that's going to change is that we're not going to have any wars. We're able to live peacefully. But there's not going to be any change in the world itself. So how can you say the sun's going to get stronger? So like Kasha, according to Shmuel, both are talking about Elam Abba. The sun will be stronger. You won't be able to see the sun. It'll be chafra halavana ubusha ha chama. So it says a pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Hazinu ani omis v'achaya v'chsev v'mchatzti v'ani erpa om HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ashani meimis ani mechaya. This is a remez to what we said before. Kavod brachos like this. Ma'ashani meimis ani mechaya. The way a person dies, he's going to have tchias ameisim. V'hodar, and afterwards, ma'ashamachatzti, that I hit him by the erpa, I'm going to heal him. Which is a remez to that thing, that he's going to be reborn back with the mum, and afterwards he will get the refuah. Tana rabbanon, ani omis ba'achaya yochol shtei misa ba'achot. You can learn the pasuk maybe. I make people die, and I also make people live, which means new people, new babies. We have the world today. Just like hurting when someone has a wound and he gets healed, it's by the same person. So also misa chayim is also the same person. Because we're making a heckish one, this whole same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ani omis v'chayim mechatz in the erpa." Just like mechatz in the erpa, the same person. Omis v'chayim also the same person. And this is another remez tchias ameisim. Mekan tshuva lo imrim ein tchias ameisim in the Torah. It's in the first pasuk in the Torah that it's tchias ameisim. Tanya Yom Ram Meyam Nan tchias ameisim in the Torah. Shnemar says in the pasuk, "Oz Yoshem Oz Nei Shavas Shira Zois." Lashem, it doesn't say Shar Loi Nemar. It says Oz Yashir. Then we're going to sing El Yashir. What do you mean? Then you're going to sing when? Mekan Tchias Meisim in our Torah. That means it's going to be a Shira when we have Tchias Meisim. Ki Yitz B'Davato Emer Oz Yivne Yeshu Mizbeach Lashem. that Yeshua then will build the Mizbeach Lashem. Banaloi Nemel Yivne. That's how you read always the Lashon of future. The Elam Yata says that Shlomo's wives were Mata, his slave. They made him go off a little bit on his level, of course. And doesn't mean that Mamish, but it means that they went a little way astray a little bit. And it says, Oz Yivne Shlomo Bama, then Shlomo will build a Bama, Lech Moish, Shikutz Moyov. He's going to build a Bama to Avodah Zarah. So you can tell me also, Yivne means that he's going to do, also Lava, he's going to build a Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. How can I have Yivne? That's what means Yivne? It means also he's going to do that? Ella, Mar says, no. There's another way to attach Yivne. Yivne means, there means he wanted to do it, but he didn't do it. And still, it was a tain on him. Because my lala calls it kilo bana, because we know that by Machshava Avodah Zarah, it's kilo dina maisa. So it means like this. By the Shira, they taka sang the Shira. So why in the world does it say Yashir? Like he's going to do it. He did it. Teretz is, because it means Atchiz Meis. Same thing with Yeshua. He did it. So why say Yivne? Teretz is he's going to do it. But by Shlomo, there is a pshat on the Yivne, because he never did it. He was going to do it. So what's the positive teaching? He's going to do it, so what? Teretz is, no, it's Kilo Bona, because Machshava Kemaisa. Omer Shulayim, and I am Atchiz Meis, and I am the Pasuk, Asher, Yosh, Vesecha, Oy, Yaluch, Asalah. That oid yahal luchasel, you're going to be mahal Hashem. When hiluchah in Amel yahal luchah, mekam tchizmeis mara Torah. That means when we wake up tchizmeis, we're going to sing to Hashem. Or Meshuvah Levi, kol aimer shira be'el mazeh zeich ve'el abba. Anyone says shira in this world, we zeich ve'el abba. How do we know? Shema Asher yezvecha oid yahal luchasel. Again, you'll do it. If you do it this world, oid yahal luchasel. Again, la'asid lavad. Amr chiba abam yechron. Menayan tchiz meis mara Torah shadamis in the pasuk kol tzufayach nosu kol yachdov yirannu rinulin. This just means all the inavia will praise Hashem rinulin. Amaral yirannu, they're going to mekan tchiz meis mara Torah. You see tchiz mara Torah. I'm chiba abam yechron. I see the kol inavia kulam loy meshira bekol echad. All going to say with the same signon that even though we learned that inavia aimer mesignah echad laos love you all going to sing bes kol echad shadamis kol tzufayach nosu kol yachdov yirannu. Anyone who does not teach a halacha to a talmid means a talmid wants to come to yeshiva. You say, no, you belong in a different yeshiva, not in our yeshiva. Then ki'ilu goyus le'menachas avayisiv. He's stealing away from them that they're nachla. Shenema toira tzivulona moyisha moyrosha kilas yakim moyrosha luchayisha. It's yerusha vegans klayisha. They all own the toira. You can't take it away from us. Meshesh shmei bereshis from why shesh shmei bereshis? Because the toira starts off with bereshis bara. The ratios of Meshvil are Tyrus Nicaragius and Meshvil Klal Yisrael Nicaragius. It's all gebunden from the start of the world. Tyra and Klal Yisrael are tied together. Amr Chava, Bizda Amr Avshim Chasidu, Komenei Alach Mi Talmud. If anyone holds back a halacha from a Talmud, I feel Ubrim Shmei Imoy Mekal Noisin. Even the Ubrim, the babies in the mother's womb, are Mekal Noisin. Curse him. Shneimar Meinei Bar. If you hold back Bar, which is the Tyra. Then on top of tzaddik beis on aleph, meinei bar. If someone holds back the Torah, yikavu la'oim. The la'oim, which is the ubarim, are going to curse you. Ve'in la'oim ela ubrim. Shneim la'oim la'oim yimatz. This is a lashon by Rivka when she was pregnant with twins. Ve'in kava ela klala means klala. Shneim ma'akav la'kava keil. This is by Bilam. So you see lashon ekav la'kava keil, which means lashon of klala. Ve'in bara al Torah. Shneva nashku bar ben yanav. You should get close to the Torah. If not, Hashem will get angry. So you see, the ubarim in the mother's womb are going to curse the son who's menei halacha. Now, vas epis the ubarim. Maybe it should be the gedoyli hadar. What's up the ubarim? Zok the masha ba'arich is a shmak hashtikol Torah. He says that we know that the baby in the mother's stomach learns the whole Torah kula, even though he's not an Aleph Plus student at that point. He can't even talk. He definitely has dyslexia. He definitely can't read. And he definitely can't talk. And still, he teaches him the entire Torah. So therefore, anyone says to a certain Talmud, you can't learn from me, they say, what are you talking about? You got to teach us the whole Torah. Looks like the Ubarim. That's what he says. He doesn't know anything. Kol shekein lefi daitim in the ubarim, saying therefore that's a taina. That's why the ubarim are the ones that have a taina, and the Gemara just ends off like this. Ula bar Yishmael Omar Menachmas the Kivra. They make holes in him, in this Rebbe, like a sieve. Because he doesn't want to teach Torah, so all the Torah drips out of him. The Mayim is always, Mayim is Torah. And we have a sieve, the Mayim drips out of the holes. Ksiv ha'cha yikavu ala'im, v'ksiv ha'asam yikav chur b'dalta. See, lashon of making a hole. V'ama abaya ki ukla dekatsvi, like a certain type of sieve they use to wash laundry. They put laundry on top of it, pour water on it, the water drips out of it. V'im lomdu maschara. What happens if they teach Torah to every single Talmud? Amar Rav Sheshes, zoyche lebrachos ki Yosef. They zoyche like brachos like Yosef. Shenemar, ubracha, end of that pasuk. Pasuk says like this. Meinea bar yukavu ulaim. Ubracha leroish mashbir. Zebracha leroish mashbir. The one who gives off over the Torah. Just like Yosef gave over lechem. Lechem zu Torah also. Vein mashbir al Yosef. Shenemar, Yosef hu hashad al aretz. Hu ha mashbir lechol am haaretz. He's the one who gives lechol am haaretz. So he gets brachas like Yosef. That's what he gets. Brachas like Yosef was a good bench to a person, the king of Mitzrayim, the second in command, the whole Mitzrayim. And the pasuk and the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshes, come alam Torah ba'olam hazeh, zoicha lam dalam ba'olam." Who teaches Torah in this world is zoicha and teaches lam ba'olam. Nemar umarve gam hu yoyre, which means umarve, someone who satiates his Talmud in this world, but dvar alacha, he will also be yoyre, also teach alacha la'olam ba'olam. That's umarve gam hu yoyre, someone who teaches this world gam hu yoyre in the next world.